And if we can get a motion to approve the minutes from last year.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
All right. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Very good. All right. We'll get right into resolutions. We will start with Resolution 10. Authorizing the chair of the county legislature to execute an agreement with various Ulster County school districts for COVID testing kits. Move for discussion.
I'll make a motion to move it for discussion.
I'll second it.
Second? All right. Well, this is to distribute rapid test kits to eligible school medical personnel to deploy free of charge testing to the public. Has a focus on vulnerable and at-risk populations that may not be able to afford or have access to the kits. So
this was originally when we thought we might end up in a yellow, orange, or red zone designated by the state. So this would have allowed the school districts to do the 20% screening tests to stay open. Now that they've kind of done away with those systems, we're going to allow them to use them now to just use for screening if they want to. They expire in the next couple months anyway, and we're not sure we'll get more from the state, but we're not going to pull them back from the districts. They already have them. So let them go ahead and screen students and see what they actually have in their schools.
How many are available? Do you know how many are out there?
We gave each school district enough to test 20%. So there's 22,000 students and of their in-person students. I think we probably handed out somewhere between 5 and 10,000.
Do they actually expire? Do they really expire? Like, do they become less effective? Is that, you know, the same as like other medication, or is that just what they do?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. The state, you know, they have an expiration date. So they're using Dr. Smith's lab designation for this. They were given to us by the state for free. We didn't pay anything for these anyway. And they were given to us for this purpose. My guess is they could use them a little bit longer, but I don't know that we want to, you know, encourage or risk that.
And they say that they're rapid, like 15 minutes rapid or, you know, rapid, like, hours.
It's about 20 minutes.
It is 20 minutes. Okay. All right.
I got a quick question. It says the eligible schools. Who's not eligible?
It's all 10 districts. I don't know why it says that. All 9 districts in the county and Ulster BOCES have gotten them.
I just had that question that I had asked before about reporting. So obviously it's all going to one lab. And so then all the reporting will get through that lab back to the county?
No, so these are rapid tests. So they're actually like Dr. Smith has a what's called a CLIA. It's like a certified lab certification. So they are the lab, the school. Like think of like a pregnancy test.
Mm-hmm.
There's little cards, you know, they still do the nasal swab, but then they insert it and boom, 15 to 20 minutes later, it'll either say positive or negative. Mm-hmm. And then they have to report back to us the results. So they are the school personnel are kind of the lab.
And do you feel comfortable with their reporting system and structure and all that?
Yes. Yes. Okay.
And I think it was eligible school medical personnel. So it was eligible to the people that are able to administer. I don't know if it was eligibility for the school, but to the personnel that could administer.
Does your school have a school nurse? That
sure.
That's who does it. It's the school health personnel.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, do they need to follow the same, some sort of protocol? I know my daughter, when the school requested that they could just do like random tests, she refused. She said that that's up to her and between her and a physician. And so they have to follow the same protocols. I mean, aside from the reporting, which I hope is being done accurately. What about parental consent and, you know.
They've all been trained, and they have to get consent of the parents in order to test the students. Now, if they are in a position where they have to test 20% and they don't have 20% of the students that agree, then they're going to go remote.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Very good. We'll move on to resolution 11, authorizing the chair of the legislature to execute a contract with OASIS. This is just about $950,000 of state revenues. These are pass-throughs, I believe, for chemical dependency, gambling treatment, and prevention and recovery services in Ulster. Move for discussion.
I'll make that motion.
Okay. Any discussion?
I know this sounds like a silly question, but can you explain exactly when you say a pass-through resolution that you're referring to? Because there's a lot of those resolutions in front of us I saw that are pass-throughs. Can you clarify that?
Yeah, it's, so the yeah, state okay. – oh, go ahead, Craig. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Mark. Go ahead.
So the state sets aside – you know, the state funds various agencies – through various state agencies. So our health department, they get funding through what's called the O agencies. So the office, OPWDD, which is office with people with developmental disabilities, OASIS, OMH, Office of Mental Health. They give us funding, but they basically choose the vendors, which is why it's called pass through. And so it kind of just passes through our hands. We don't even really – we have no say in where the money goes.
It's more of a procedural vote than anything.
Correct.
Okay. Well, we have to execute the contract. They essentially go to the money, and we execute the contract, and that's how – yeah. So.
But we're not really spending our money.
No, it's state revenues. Yeah, that's why it's pass-through, so it just kind of
okay, just, goes through our hands. I wanted to be clear on this so I understood completely. So.
Yep. Yeah, we have a number of resolutions that are passed.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them I saw before.
Just curious, Mark, on the whole, are you seeing any difference in pass-through money?
This is about the same. I mean, they did come back and they said that they were going to reduce the withholding that they had that was 20% down to 5%. This contract is for the full amount. So if they decide to withhold next year, they'll give us a letter saying they're going to withhold 5%. We don't pay it out. We withhold it as well to the agencies that we fund this through. And then if they give us the other 5%, then we would fund the agency fully.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm trying to scroll through all of these pages. This one is just simply pass through. It's not actually, so it's going into the county. I don't see it's actually being applied to any particular agency.
Right. This is the one taking the money in.
All right. Well, it has RSS on here. And you know how much I'm not a fan of theirs. Yeah, it does actually have them specifically, and they're getting a substantial chunk of it.
For what 20. Page are you on?
This is one.
946,000.
They are getting 526,766,000. And RSS, Al, they used to run the Paris House, and they run the Able House. Nobody's ever been able to tell us why the Paris House is closed down in Saugerties.
Oh.
So for that reason, I would be a no. I mean, I am certain all about the opioid prevention and certainly the funding from the state, but I am very much opposed to giving them any funding.
So this money is going to go to an outfit to RSS, you said? Is that right?
In part, some of the funding will, yeah. I mean,
So is this an all or nothing?
Yes, this is an all or nothing contract. There will be contracts with RSS, which I believe are later on in the packet, but this is...
This one is on page 71 of that, of the resolution that we're discussing right now.
Now, RSS, that was a, if I'm not mistaken, aren't there an insurance company in Kingston?
No. Okay. They're a
different agency.
Yeah. With a lot of money. I mean, their CEO makes well into the six digits, closer to $500,000. You know, for a not-for-profit, that's pretty significant. And his sister is on the board. She makes over six figures. And there's been complaints about their because we're on number 11, right? So on page 71, it had them listed. I mean, if for some reason it wouldn't go through committee, I would vote yes to get it through committee, but I would be a no on the floor.
She makes that as a board member, Laura?
Somehow as a bookkeeper, board member, secretary, something. But, yeah, we had done quite a bit of research on them. And they still show up once in a while, often offering a significant amount of money for the property in the back. So it's a lucrative for them.
I wasn't aware that they had a paid board, though. They have a paid board?
Nonprofit, or is it a nonprofit organization?
Yeah.
It is a nonprofit, yeah.
They can't have a paid board then.
Right. Maybe a not-for-profit. They're two different things.
She uses it as a bookkeeper.
Not-for-profit, right? Where it would be a profit if they didn't pay their...
Nonprofits and not-for-profits are the same thing, and none of them can have a paid board.
All right. So then the sisters...
They were different.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All righty. Anything else?
I'll just add that this also funds Family of Woodstock. It funds Family Services. It funds Gateway. It funds the County Health Department and Mental Health Department.
And we can't do a line item. It's not broke out.
No. I think there's a number of resolutions here that also include RSS. Pretty much the same as this. So they're only part of the bigger picture. So.
All right. Thanks for the info, Laura.
Which is why if it wouldn't get through committee because of my vote, I'd certainly vote yes on it and then just vote no on the floor. And I've been doing this, you know, for the last, going into my fourth year, so.
And that makes sense, and I understand that.
All right. Well, hearing nothing else, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And one no.
One no. Thank you.
Very good.
Oh no! It went all the way back up to the beginning.
Oh.
Heck, now it's at page 216. Guys.
You're on page 70 or something.
Or
said.
Go to page 87, Laura. 87 is resolution 12.
Okay, that one was for family for the pins.
Yes.
All right. I'm sorry.
No problem.
I need another one of these Chromebooks so I could do the side by side.
Are we good to move forward?
One, two, three, four. I think we lost Al.
Don't wait. Keep going.
Okay.
You can go ahead. It looks like Al's maybe having a little issue. I don't know.
Oh.
I mean, I don't see him.
He's there. He's just on mute with no video.
Oh. I'm there.
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay.
We'll keep rolling along then. Resolution
12.
We're on 12. Okay. Approving the execution of a contract amendment for $14,394, causing the aggregate contract to be in excess of $50,000 with the Family of Woodstock. To extend the term of agreement for the PINS and GD case, JD case management.
I'll make a motion.
Second. Okay. Gotcha.
Second.
Good. Any discussion? Al? Oh. Did you have your hand up? Oh, I thought you
I was seconding it. That's all.
Oh, okay. All right.
This is, yeah, this is straightforward too. This is.
Yep.
I love family. They're a great organization.
Yes, they are. Actually, Ulster County is extremely fortunate to have them in our.
Yes. I agree.
I often wonder how some of the other counties deal with not having them. I've always wondered about that.
Alrighty. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Good. All right. The resolution 13. Let's see. Approve the execution of a contract for $70,000 with Allison Krause. This is for CPS Behavioral Health Clinic Collaboration. And this is, again, Al, a pass through this 100% state. Move for discussion.
Yeah. I'll make the motion.
Second. Okay.
And just so you know, Craig, I went through these today earlier. Mm-hmm. And that's why I asked the question, because a lot of them actually use the words pass through.
Sure.
On like 99% of them. So that's why I asked the question earlier, so I had a clear
right. Idea. Yep. Yeah, very good. Any discussion?
There was a question at the chair's meeting on whether this was the same amount as the last contract. The last contract was a 2-year contract for $140,000. This is a 1-year contract for $70,000. So this is the same amount per year.
And it's the same person.
Yes.
Yep.
It's a good thing I didn't take Common Core. It would take me a minute to figure that out. I'm sorry.
Thanks for the laugh.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Hey, Craig, you have a caller that called in. Could you please identify yourself?
Oh, yeah, Patricia Doxey, Daily Freeman.
Thanks, Pat. Okay. Welcome.
Okie dokie. We will go to Resolution 14. Approving the execution contract amendment for $9,000, causing the aggregate contract to be in excess of $50,000 with Laboratory Corporation of America. Move for discussion?
I'll move it.
Second.
All right. This to extend the term of agreement for paternity testing?
Correct.
Yep.
Do the participants have to reimburse the county at all? I mean, obviously, if the father's the father with the child support, would he have to reimburse the county for these tests? And likewise, mom was wrong?
No, I don't believe so.
No?
These are required through state, I think, OTDOT, but we don't get reimbursed by the end user.
All right, thank you.
Chase down the baby, dead the baby.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you have kids, you got to take care of them.
Exactly. Well, you think.
All righty. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, Resolution 15. Approving the execution of a contract for $225,000 with Rondout Legal Services. Move.
I'll make a motion for discussion.
I'll second.
All right. And this is for legal processes, other services, I believe.
Yes, it's a 3-year contract for the $225,000. So.
So what exactly, what legal services exactly are we getting? Is this from
legal process service? So think of they serve legal papers on defendants. So whenever DSS.
Is this coming from the public defender's office or from the prosecutor's office?
No. From our Department of Social Services. So typically in like family court, this would be for CPS proceedings. This would be for any of the type of proceedings that DSS holds in. This could be for removal proceedings of a child. Any legal proceedings, legal process, we do this RFP every few years.
Process servers.
Yes.
This goes specifically to the process servers. Now, doesn't the county have process servers that work for the district attorney's office and for the public defender's office as well?
We do. And it's typically, it's slightly different. So we RFP them, you know, independently, but I think actually probably Rondout in my time is always the most competitive in the proposals, both price and with service. We have switched, like there's been times when I was purchasing director, the county attorney went out for an RFP and chose, actually I had them go out to just a straight bid. So we took just the lowest cost, and we had several problems with service not being executed. And when we needed service within 24 hours, often the agency wouldn't be able to provide it. I know we've used Rondout Legal Services for a while, and they've always been.
That's fine. So is Rondout Legal Services also the same organization that the public defender and the district attorney's office are using?
I believe so. On the DA, that's a separate elected official. I'm not 100% sure. But I believe the public defender also uses Rondo.
I'm just saying, because that could be combined. I'm just thinking for value, if we could combine all three departments that use the services under one umbrella, maybe at a cheaper rate total.
Yeah, I mean, they give us a rate per service, and it's pretty competitive anyway. I mean, we could always next time we go out to RFP on it, I can encourage both the DA and we can, you know, have the public defender, given that it's a part of the executive's administration. We could add their, you know, services as well as the county attorney all onto one contract.
Yeah, I just say, because if we can get a, you know, and it would behoove them as well, because there's that many more process they'll be serving, I guess. So, you know, volume pricing is what I'm getting at.
Yeah. The only, I'd have to just double check if there's a conflict to have them all under the contracts, because oftentimes the DSS is serving the public defender's clients because it might be a family court matter where there's a public defender. So if you have it all under the same contract, there may be some legal conflict, which is maybe why we don't do it, but I'll look into it.
Yeah, I'm not a lawyer, but they're just handing them the papers. It's up to the, at that point, right?
Right.
There's also the fact that this is like the cost breakdown here is 21% county, and some of the other contracts might not, I mean, it might not be pass-throughs at all. And if they are, they might be at different proportion. So I don't know how that would work if we were going to consolidate the contracts, but individual, I mean, I guess we pay per service, so you could just break it down that way. But I think that's something to keep in mind as well with when, you know, in terms of the breakdown here.
If it ever gets to that point, if we get to that point, yeah.
Right. The DA and the public defender would be 100% county, but it would just be based on invoices. We could probably get reimbursement from the state and federal government for DSS's invoices. We'll look into it.
I'm just, you know, just throwing it out there as a way to maybe save a few bucks.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All righty. Resolution 16, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $5,000. Causing the aggregate contract to be equal to or in excess of $50,000 with RUPCO. Move for discussion.
I'll move it.
I'll second it.
Second, this is to extend the term of agreement for homeless services plan and outcome reporting to include a plan update.
So this is an actual program services. This is just to update their plan. Is that that's yeah. A report that Kathy puts out every year?
Right, so. With the COC, the
Continuum of Care, right?
That's Continuum of Care, right.
Okay.
And in the chair's meeting, I've been asked to provide the legislature with the actual plan and the update, which I'll send through Vicky.
Oh, great.
It was late last week, and this is Monday on a snow day, so I don't have the report yet, but I'll send it through Vicky this week.
Okay. Yeah, this will be good for the discussion at the economic meeting tomorrow, because the housing study is going to be shown by Evelyn Wright. It's going to be a good one.
Just as a note, in my new role as a ED of the LGBTQ plus community center, I'm going to be a member of Continuum of Care.
Oh, great. Okay.
So I can report out also just to the committee.
Thank you.
Yeah. Where's the one star?
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Resolution 17, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $4,750. Causing the aggregate contract to be in excess of $50,000 with Community Action Committee. And this is to extend the term of agreement with HEAP Outreach. And move for discussion?
I'll move for discussion.
Second.
I'm on the board. Am I allowed to vote on this, or do I have to recuse myself?
Do we got a second?
I'll second.
Okay. I don't think you have to. Rule of thumb is that if you have, a monetary compensation, I guess, or a financial interest, is one thing. But if you're just voting on the resolution, I don't know. I'm not an attorney, but I always think that's.
That's been the advice I've gotten to.
Really,
the advice. It's really only when it's related to a pecuniary interest.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Just so everyone's aware, this is just taking it through the end of this year, 2020. The HEAP heating season was like all of 2020, basically. It just went on and on, and normally it ends, and we would normally RFP. This contract started in October of 16, and normally would pick up a couple months from now. So this is just, again, it would normally have ended in September and we would reset, but because HEAP season went all year, we just had to add this 4,000.
Gotcha.
We certainly need it now.
Hold that there. Yeah. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
All righty. Resolution 18, approving execution of a contract for $163,000 BMC for preschool transportation coordination. Move that one.
I'll move it.
I'll second.
Okay. Discussion? No? All righty. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. We'll move on. Resolution 19, approving the execution of a contract for $525,780 with Youth Advocacy Programs for Youth Advocacy Services. Motion for discussion.
Make that motion.
Second it.
So the Youth Advocacy Services, who exactly are they? Is this like administered through family or?
No, this is, it's YAP is the name of the organization, Youth Advocacy Services.
It's a separate, that's its own entity.
So Al, I'm going to speak to this for a second. This is one of the programs that was proposed to be reduced, and we went through that whole process of getting the funding reapplied for this program. So you remember that whole conversation?
Yeah, I do very clearly. That's why I was just
One. There's three of them, I think, in tonight's conversation. Okay. Is that right, Mark?
That's what I thought. I did what I was. Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
Is that right, Mark? There's three of them tonight.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Yes. It's family, and it's Family Woodstock and Family Services, right?
Okay. And YWCA as well.
And YWCA, right. I saw that one as well.
Yeah, so this is one that we got fully. It got fully refunded for the.
It's a no-brainer
contract.
Yeah, when we were not aware of what our budgetary outlook was going to be, we had cut the funding in half. And now it's this contract is with the 100% restored as anticipated through the budget negotiations.
And this program is through Family Services, Peter?
No, this is an organization called Youth Advocacy Program.
Okay.
It's YAP. What's it stand for, Mark? It's Youth Advocacy
Program. Yeah. These are Youth Advocacy Services through YAP, which is Youth Advocacy.
Exactly. Right. Okay. Yeah. Program.
This wasn't on the list of legislative programs that were being cut, right?
Because I
don't remember this one.
This was through the executive's budget.
Okay.
We were proposing to cut these contracts in half, partially because we were going to pick up some of the work in-house through DSS, but again, negotiating with Legislator Criswell, and I think Legislative Walter, we looked at finding other revenue sources. So.
And this is not part of restorative justice? This is all through social services? Okay.
Right.
Okay.
We're good. Thank you. Thank you, Legislator Criswell, for doing this. Our kids need it right now.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, we are at Resolution 20, approving the execution of a contract for $450,839 with Young Women's Christian Association. This is for the Families Now program. Move for discussion.
I'll move that.
Okay. Second?
One second.
Okay. Any discussion?
So I'm all for funding this program, and I just want to say they were the recipients of a huge grant. Kudos to them. I don't know if you saw that in the paper, but man, it's a game changer for an organization like this. So, yay.
Good. All righty, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Moving on to Resolution 21, approving the execution of a contract. $544,000 with Family Services, and this is for Family Education Services. Move for discussion.
I'll move it.
We have a second.
So this
is Laura on the second.
This is one of those other programs that we're talking about that was cut in half and then was reallocated to its original 100%.
Cool. All right. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Yeah. All right. Resolution 22, approving the execution of a contract for $721,664 with Access Support for Living. A move for discussion.
I'll move it.
I'll second.
Yeah, and this is, these are pass-throughs, 100% state with OMH. Discussion. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Resolution 23. Approving the execution of a contract for $287,113. With Dartmouth Hudson for OPWDD. And this is, again, more state pass-throughs. Move for discussion.
I'll move for discussion.
Second.
So I got a question. This is for ARC, right, Mark?
Yep.
So yep. This money comes from the state to go to ARC. We're just kind of punting it to them.
Correct. Although we pay 41%. The state pays 59%.
So again, I don't know, like Laura asked earlier, and A will probably be able to help me here. My wife works for ARC. So should I abstain from this vote?
Probably. If she worked for them, I would say yes.
That's what I kind of thought. She works for ARC.
Okay. All in favor?
With and one extension, yeah.
Yep. All righty. We will move to resolution 24, approving the execution of a contract for $383,393 with Astra Services for children and families. More state pass-throughs. Move for discussion.
I'll second.
Any discussion?
Astor is in Dutchess County, isn't it, I thought?
I mean, I believe they're based out of Dutchess.
Yeah, but they do. Have residents here.
So, where are we in this place, since they're based out of Dutchess? Are they also located in Ulster County specifically?
We have residents at their facility that are county residents that just happen to go there. We like through different programs through both health, mental health, and DSS, the closest placement that fits a child may not be in Ulster County. Depending on the need of the child, it may be in another county, but we're still
Ulster County residents that are going there.
Correct.
Okay. Similar to the school system has to bus people from one district to the other based on their needs.
Right. And although I will say, I think this is actually, they provide home health services. So they go into people's homes and help with certain like case management within their.
So they're actually coming to Ulster County. I'm saying it's the benefit is of Ulster County. We're not sending our money to Dutchess County specifically. That's
right. That's what I was getting to. Yep.
Okay. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Resolution 25, approving the execution of a contract for $1,109,997 with the family of Woodstock. Move for discussion.
I'll move it.
Second.
Again, state revenues, pass-throughs. Any discussion?
It's family of Woodstock.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Resolution 26, approving the execution of a contract for $343,023 with Family Services of New York State Oasis. Move for discussion.
I'll move it.
Second.
State revenues. Discussion.
Another pass through. Okay.
Very good. Oh, all in there,
that's no, that's all right.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Resolution 27, approving the execution of a contract for $2,724,804 with Gateway Community Industries. This is for OMH, Oasis, OPWDD. Move for discussion.
I'll move it.
I'll second.
Mark, I just had a question. What's with the 4%?
Who's paying 4? Which one is that?
County's 4%.
It's a good deal.
I know. It's a really great deal.
I don't know. Their formulas are weird.
Okay. I just wondered like what the story was there. So.
I think it depends on, this is supportive housing for a lot of it and various things, you know, depending on the services, the reimbursements are different rates.
Right. Yeah. I know there's a couple of ways to look at that. Originally I saw it as a, I looked at 4% from the county's nose, the 4% of the 2.7, or is the 2.7 the 4% of the entire contract? So it's obviously 4% of the 2.7, right?
Correct.
Right. Okay. Yeah. That's better.
Yeah.
So,
just a little different.
Yeah. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Resolution 28, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $88 closing the aggregate contract to exceed $50,000 with Gateway Community Industries. This is with OMH, Oasis, OPWDD.
I'll move for discussion.
All right. And a second.
This is like the $15 one that's going to come later on.
So my question, was this intentionally put in this order? So we're going to $88 from a $2.7 million discussion?
No, see, I would put these up front, and then I would put the more expensive ones at the bottom when you're tired of, then you just want to get through to the next meeting. But so I don't choose. No.
I just thought it was kind of funny.
Really, this is like a $3 county cost right here.
Yeah, I get
we're
it.
We're paying 4% of the $88. So
we're paying this out of petty cash, right?
Yeah, it's just walking around money.
That's kind of funny, though, actually.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Resolution 29, approving the execution of the contract for $173,689 with Healthliant Hospital. This is the Broadway campus. Move for discussion.
Discussion.
Move.
And a second.
Second.
This is... again, state passing through.
So I
Laura?
Our conversation about where are they with reopening up the mental health beds, even though the funding is not for that. I don't know if a financial squeeze would get them to kind of stand up and listen to, you know, the petitions and Assemblyman Cahill's requests. I mean, we really need to get those 40 beds back open in Ulster County.
I agree completely, Laura.
I'm in agreement too. I just it's like it's a rock and a hard place though, because you don't want people to be suffering because they can't do the right thing, you know. So it's a lot of money, a lot of pass through money that I feel like we can't jeopardize.
I agree, Pete, but at the same time, the money's going to New York City. It's going to Westchester. I mean, they're using, in my opinion, and that's only my, they're using Health Alliance Broadway campus, but it's Westchester Medical Center is who gets this money, ultimately. So I kind of agree with Laura. I think anything that's from the county that's giving money to Westchester Medical Center, however it is, I think we should let them hang out on their own. I mean, what they're doing to Ulster County with the mental health beds it's beyond comprehension.
Yeah. I agree with you, Legislator Bruno. I just don't think this is the right way to do it, personally.
Well, do we have? I'm going to ask Mark here if he thinks of any other financial way we can do it other than stopping money from going to them.
Here's my answer to that. I mean, I think it's a laudable, you know, goal. I think thinking that way is the right way. I would only caution against it in the two contracts that we have, because I'm not really sure there's anybody else to pick up these services, and these are needed services. So for the contract in front of you, it's for crisis intervention at the ER. When people are in, you know, full blown crisis mode, they stabilize them and they get them to another facility. And if we don't have a contract to do that here, I just don't know where those services are done. I don't know where our health department, mental health department could refer these patients to, because that level of service is not available elsewhere inside the county. And then next, maybe it's the next contract is the methadone, but we'll talk about that when we get there. It's just, we're in a rock in a hard place. I get it. And I agree with you that they need to bring back the beds, both the substance abuse and the mental health beds. And we're doing everything we can to negotiate that. At the same time, they are being good partners when it comes to COVID and testing and vaccinations and other things. So.
But and this we have particular more resolutions are about mental health. They have nothing to do with COVID. So that's what I'm saying. Yeah. These particular resolutions are specifically for mental health, and that's the very thing that they're not providing us.
Well, but they do provide these stabilization services in the ER.
Wouldn't any ER do it?
Any nurse would do that.
Was open, I had a friend, I didn't realize that even though he was having a crisis, he was still smart enough to insist that we not take him to Benedictine because they would have put him in for 72 hours. And we took him to Kingston, and they evaluated him and gave him some charcoal and sent him on his way. So, I mean, I think an emergency room still has to take in the patient regardless of what it is, whether it's physical, mental, or otherwise. And this one is specifically to evaluate for mental health and substance abuse. And that is what they should have open at the St. Mary's campus. So maybe the methadone clinic you could talk me into, but I don't think, I mean, we're giving them money for a service they're not providing any longer.
Exactly my point. Thank you, Laura.
This is meant though to divert from inpatient. So the service that they're no longer providing for this contract, they see them quickly in the ER. They do an evaluation, they do a screening, they try to stabilize them, and then they quickly will provide a link to another facility to help with those services, and then they follow up, as opposed to just taking them in. The beds that they had were inpatient mental health beds. Those are for people who need long-term inpatient care, you know, maybe not.
So
I'm saying days or a week as opposed to hours to a day, where this might be.
So Mark, if I get this straight, we're going to pay in this resolution 29 and 30 as well. It comes out to almost $300,000 for triage. And basically that's what they're doing. It's doing triage. They're stabilizing, they're looking at them, and they're shipping them out of the county. That's a lot of money for a service.
Yeah, if I could jump into that, you also have to recognize that these are pass-throughs. This is coming out of state. We're executing the contract, but this is state money. I don't know how that's going to be looked at if we're holding up state money.
Well, I understand the state money, but if the state might get their money from us.
On account, but holding it up on a county level to make a point, I get it, and I think it's a good point, and they have to be held accountable because they're essentially not doing the right thing. But is this the right contract?
I mean, we're coming up on a year without those beds.
Yeah, yeah.
And not moving at all. I mean, they haven't budged. As a matter of fact, they've dug their heels in even more. And Mark and you and Pat, I have all the respect and all the – I couldn't give you enough kudos for everything you guys are doing to try to get those beds back. Well, maybe if they're not listening to you, maybe they'll listen to the whole legislature. Maybe they'll listen to a little getting squeezed in their pocketbook a little bit more. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm just.
Hey, Mark, is this contract time sensitive? Is it going to have an effect if we hold off on it, or if we vote it down with an opportunity for it to come up, you know, potentially next month, and at least maybe get them to the table to have the discussion.
Exactly.
Is that something that you think that we could do without really, you know, causing a lot of problems for people who would be receiving these services that the monies are going to pay for?
You know, the contract started 1/1. It's hard for me to say. I think they're probably operating these services in good faith, understanding that these are 100% state pass-through and that they wouldn't be anticipating that we would hold them. I don't know what they would do if we held it for a month. You know, typically we have 60 days to pay invoices anyway. So
if we could get somebody to come to our committee, and that way we can have a conversation, and if we put this off for a month pending that conversation, at least they can explain to us where they are at the moment. You know, I think it's something that we should consider. I don't know. if that's
sure. I don't know that a month is going to be so detrimental.
Well, maybe this will get kicked back somehow or other, kicked back up to the state where the state will actually open up their eyes and see what's happening.
Yeah.
Craig, I really like your solution.
I think that's a good idea, Craig, personally.
So can I ask if I approach Health Alliance and there's some reason why this needs to get done in February, is this committee willing to have a special meeting later on in the month and bring them aboard? Like if I find out from the state or from Health Alliance that no, this really did need to get past this month, are you willing to do a special meeting before session?
I think that's fair.
That's fair enough.
Yes.
I mean, that's fair. I can't, for honestly though, given what this particular, what they do, I mean, essentially, like you said, Mark, they triage. They look at people that come into the ER and they decide where they're going to send them because they're not going to keep them there. They're either going to release them or they're going to send them to Poughkeepsie or Westchester. And honestly, just that act is done by an ER doc and a nurse, maybe a case manager in there as well. But for the life of me, I can't see spending $300,000 for a service that typically ER docs and nurses are going to do anyway, regardless of that. I mean, that's their job. That's what they get paid to do. And I can't see where anything could be that critical where they have to have this money or they're not going to do it. I mean, they're going to do it anyway. If somebody's brought in by ambulance, they have to under the Hippocratic Oath. So I think personally, I can't vote for this as it is, because I really have a problem with Health Alliance and Westchester Medical Center and what they're doing for our drug treatment centers. So I think kicking the can down for next month and see if they'll come to the table and talk. I think that's ultimately what we want to do. If they're not talking to you guys, maybe they'll talk to us. We hold the purse strings.
Yep.
Maybe that's what we're doing. I'm sorry. I'm a little passionate about this.
You know, I'm passionate about it too, but I think we have to really have a strong game plan and a real strategy. And I'm not sure that making a decision in 20 minutes at a committee meeting is the way to get them to do what we want to do. I understand.
Right.
And I like hang on. Let me finish. And I like what Legislator Lopez came up with as a solution, but it makes me very nervous when all of a sudden we're like, oh, we're not going to give a hospital $300,000. That makes me nervous. So I just want to put that out there.
I understand.
Well, it's not, it's the 173, I guess. We can move forward with Resolution 30 for the methadone treatment program, but I think holding Resolution 29 over isn't, it's not $300,000. It's the, $173,000. So.
I will say one is county money and one is 100% state. Like it might make more sense for you all to hold the one that's actually county money.
Yeah, but that one's for
that's for my own program.
Non-patient treatment.
It's not for all MAT services. It's for methadone, which is one form of MAT. But right. I'll let you go. I'll let you finish 29 before we get into 30. I just wanted to flag that, one of them we actually have funds that go towards, and one we don't.
I get that too, Mark. I mean, I don't want to take methadone.
Mark, I'm curious. What would be your take? Sorry, Al. Were you finished?
That's fine.
Mark, what do you think Pat's take is going to be on this action? Just curious.
I don't know. I mean, I know he's supported aggressive type attempts to try to get them to keep their beds. I mean, I just want to be clear that this, though, has nothing to do with their inpatient beds, that this contract is actually meant to divert people away from those inpatient beds and into other services. So not choose to send them to other hospitals, but actually divert them out of an inpatient hospital system and get them into less obtrusive type of services and interventions than in an inpatient hospital bed. So I understand how we're tying them together, because it is who it is. It's Health Alliance, and they're the ones removing the inpatient beds. But this contract really has very little to do with those inpatient beds.
Leverage.
Understood. Yeah. Well, I don't have a problem holding either contract. So it's really the pleasure of the community, not the community, but of the committee, you know, what you're more comfortable doing. If you want to hold it at all, if you want to move forward and approve it, you know, it's kind of difficult because we'd have to make a decision on 29 before we move to 30 and discuss 30. So,
you know, can I motion to postpone 29?
We could just take no action on it. And bring it up next month.
Unless other members of the committee want to move it forward, because you probably do have the votes.
I think what I'd like to do is personally, I think we should postpone all the contracts connected with Health Alliance and hear back from Deputy Ryder about whether they're time sensitive.
I agree with the legislator.
Yeah, we can do that. And then if need be, we can have a meeting, you know, prior to.
If there's a critical situation where it's
sure.
necessary.
Sure.
But I don't see these services being a critical situation.
That way we're not picking one over the other. We'll just hold over.
And maybe we can also have some communication with the county executive to say we've done this and how do you support or not support this kind of methodology.
Sure. Okay. Are these the only, let me see, are these the only two contracts with Health Alliance?
Yes.
There's 29, 30. Okay. Well, then, I don't think we have to vote to postpone. We could just take no action on this one.
If postponement and taking no action has the same impact, I would suggest we postpone it if we can still come back either way. So that way, at least we're sending the message.
And that way we have a vote on it. You know, that's fine too. So,
yeah.
Okay. Then
I'll go on record postponing it.
Yep.
I'd like to make a motion that we postpone this officially.
Second.
Both resolution 29 and 30.
All right. We'll block 29 and 30. Well, then let's have a motion to block 29 and 30.
I move to block 29 and 30.
And a second. Second on the block?
Yeah, I'll second the block.
Okay. And then all in favor on the block?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. And then a motion to postpone?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
A second. And on the postponement?
Aye.
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 In favor? Aye. Very good. Okay. We will move to resolution 31. Approving the execution of a contract for $2,044,633 with the Mental Health Association in Ulster County for the Office of Mental Health. Move for discussion.
I'll move it.
I'll second it.
Okay. So your state revenues pass through. Any discussion?
I mean, this has a well drop off center too. Is that similar to, that's not a triage, so that's okay. Before we go any further, is it possible to get the CEO or the executive director of the Health Alliance, the one who made the decision not to reopen the campus after the initial COVID outbreak in April, which was the reason they closed it in the first place, in case the state had to come in? But is it possible, do you think he would come in?
You're talking about Dr. Doyle? I'm sure Dr. Doyle would come in. I don't know that you're going to get the CEO of Westchester Medical.
Right, but Dr.
But Dr. Doyle's, and he's the head of Health Alliance. I'm sure he'll come in. I mean, just for everyone's awareness, one of the reasons they didn't open up Benedictine again is because it's under construction currently. They're reconstructing that to be the medical campus, and then they're going to get rid of the other side. So.
They honestly, Mark.
Can I just, I just want to kind of bring the committee back in here a little bit. This, the discussion is on 31. I don't know. Maybe we can hold that off for a new business at the end, and we'll just finish. Is that okay?
That's fine by me.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. All right. Well, then, all in favor of 31? Anyway. Aye.
Aye.
Okay. We will move on. Resolution 32, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $36, causing the aggregate contract amount to be in excess of $50,000 with the Mental Health Association of Ulster County to increase the amount of New York State OMH. Move for discussion.
I'll move that.
I'll second.
Okay. Discussion on the $36.
It's like Al said, there's a $2 million contract and then a $36.
Yeah. we're two away from $15. So
there we go.
We're getting there. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
All right, resolution 33, approving the execution of a contract for $312,976 with people. This is projects to empower and organize the psychiatrically labeled for OMH state aid. Move for discussion.
I'll move for discussion.
I'll second.
Second.
The psychiatrically labeled. Mm. I'm gonna guess that this is a politically correct statement or terminology. So if someone cares to,
it's the name of the company.
Pardon me?
That's the name of the company.
Oh, is that what people stands for?
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Oh. Well, thanks for the clarification, Nettie.
Yeah. Oof. I always thought up with people in my
I didn't see the correlation at all, but I didn't realize it was an acronym.
Yeah, thank you, Nettie.
Yeah, okay.
Me neither.
Yeah. All right. Very good. All right, all in favor?
What exactly these people do?
These people?
Yeah, well, they...
People. I mean, I'm trying to be...
No, I know people. I'm saying people, the acronym people.
Yeah, exactly. What exactly does people do?
So this contract in particular is for peer advocacy and support of 125 individuals over the age of 18. So it's, and I believe this is OASIS funds, right? Or sorry, OMH.
OMH.
So this will be, providing peer-to-peer support.
So this $300,000 is for peer-to-peer support.
For one of the programs. And then they have consumer advocates, which is support at the various health department or at the various emergency departments. So they go advocate for patients. And that's for 250.
No, go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead. That's for 250 individuals. And then they also provide supportive housing for 16 individuals under this contract.
So these 350 some odd, if you add them all up, roughly individuals, how do they get referred to this particular group?
From our Office of Mental Health.
Wow. Okay.
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 All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Resolution 34, approving execution of a contract amendment for $15. Causing the aggregate contract to be in excess of $50,000 with people. And this is to increase the amount of OMH state aid. Move for discussion.
So this is for the milk and the sugar for their coffee, I'm assuming, right?
Basically.
The state probably increased some rate that we pay by like 2 pennies.
Yeah.
And so
I'll move it for discussion.
I'll second it. This is
Just procedure, Al. If it goes over 50,000, we gotta.
No, I get it. I understand, but I can still chuckle at it.
Otherwise, we'll get into ways and means.
Oh, I get it. It's still a chuckle, though. I'm sorry.
All righty. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Resolution 35, approving the execution of the contract for $690,191 with Rehab Support Services. 100% state. Move for discussion.
I'll move it.
Second.
No brainer, Al?
No brainer.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah.
All right. Any comments? All in favor?
Aye.
I'm a no.
Oh, that's RSS.
Yeah,
it is.
And I'll pull up their last 992, but I really find another organization to come into the area. Maybe we could talk family and.
Okay. Resolution 36, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $23, causing the aggregate contract to be in excess of $50,000 with Rehabilitation Support Services, and this is to increase the amount of state aid. Move for discussion.
I'll move that.
All right. Discussion. Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Final resolution 37, approving the execution of a contract for $150,000. With Sports for Living to expand mobile mental health services. Move for discussion.
I'll move it.
Second.
Is this the mobile mental health services that the county executive was talking about to help offset the lack of inpatient mental health beds?
I mean, this is our current Access Supports for Living currently operates our mobile mental health team through the hotline. This will expand the hours of that team. They actually have two teams. They have one in Ellenville and one in Kingston. And what they have been doing is staggering, I think one would open at 10 a.m. and the other one would open at noon. And then one would close at 6 and the other would close at 8 or something like that. Might be 10 p.m. But the busiest time is always when they first get there in the morning, because people are waiting in the morning to call them. So it drops way off in the overnight, and then starting in the morning, people look to start making a phone call. So this increases the hours of the, I think, Kingston team, which did start at noon, back to 10 a.m. And it also allows for that extra 2 hours where they have two teams on, which is really helpful, because sometimes when they have a team out responding to a crisis, the phone's not getting picked up. So typically if they have two phones or two teams, they can always pick up the phone. The other thing this does is it adds a social worker or a counselor to our 911 center, and has someone with those kind of skills answering 911 calls, and they'll know who to send, right? You're not always going to send a law enforcement agency now. You might send a mental health provider.
That's great. I'm so happy that we're doing that.
This is the mobile crisis unit then, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Just making sure. Only because I've only ever seen it or heard of it as the mobile crisis unit. I never heard of it as just the mobile mental health services. Okay.
I agree with Legislator Petit. We should fund them as much as we can. This is really something that needs
absolutely
good funding.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Otherwise, they used to, you know, go to the ER, and this has really taken a lot of that burden off of them. Yep.
So, this could make a real difference if we can continue to get.
I agree.
Absolutely. Something it's a great like program.
Yeah. I mean, right. I had a coworker who was a fire chief, and scanner. I mean, sometimes it would be, you know, 30-year-old adult male mental health crisis, and they would call, and then they would put out a second call and a third call, and, you know, getting someone to them was difficult. So I think this is really a program we should be investing in.
I agree. You know?
Agreed.
Yeah. Very good. Well, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Well, that's it with the resolutions. Do you want to discuss in new business? Making some invites?
Oof. We'll see what happens next month.
Yeah. See if is it Dr. Doyle, if he would be willing to come in? You know, otherwise, I would prefer to see the state money pass through to the county mobile health units to access.
I agree completely.
Now, in this way, if they have the ability to transport, if they're doing a triage and somebody needs to get to Westchester, then they can transport them down.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of going, transporting them to Kingston and then transporting them to Westchester.
Every stop generates an income for somebody.
That too. Yeah.
So that being said, no, I'm agreeing with you completely, Laura, because, you know, if we don't stop, if they pick somebody up and they don't stop at Kingston and they go straight to wherever they have to go, then that'll let Westchester know too if they're losing funds. Honestly, I really believe that the only way Westchester Medical is going to understand and that we're serious and that we need these beds and that they're essential to Ulster County is if we hit them in the pocketbook, because that's all they care about. The truth of the matter is, all medical centers, and I'm saying that kind of like a blanket, whether it be Westchester Medical or New Vance or whoever, they're run by bean counters. They're run by accountants, unfortunately. And that's the way things are today. And that's where we have to hit them. That's the only language they understand, apparently. Sorry, but I don't mean it. It's true.
Yeah, I'll be reaching out to Dr. Doyle this week to make sure that I understand the timing of this contract and let him know that you are all anxious to hear from him and whether that's not likely later on this month unless he says that it's absolutely necessary and they'll stop services, but likely next month at this committee meeting that he would request his attendance. You know, the one tricky thing is that nobody wanted to operate that hospital before Westchester Medical came in. And I agree that they should leave these beds in place. But they're all looking at it, as you said, Al, they're looking at it as a monetary, you know, they make more money if the beds are in Poughkeepsie as opposed to Kingston. And they're making those choices. Not sure we'll be able to stop them at this point, but we are continuing to try from the executive side. So
I also, if I can, since we're under new business, right, Craig?
Yep.
I also wonder if as a county, we can, look to other vendors besides Westchester Medical Center, for those services, since they're obviously really not, coming forward. I kind of tossed it around, kidding around, or we need space for these people. And county owns buildings now, and I think if we can find a way to staff them, we can provide them to it ourselves. You know, take Westchester right out of the loop if we have to, including all their funding. Nettie was going to say something.
Yeah, I just want to remind you, I don't know if you remember, but there was a period where they didn't take our insurance.
Yeah. Yeah. And, but yet they're okay like this to take our money, though.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's so
I
many.
I mean, I have no problem with the county investigating an alternative, like, you know, sounds crazy, but maybe using the old IBM building as those beds. You know, we're going to use them for COVID beds. Why not use them for mental health beds, for substance abuse treatment center if we can find an organization that could operate it, such as Family of Woodstock or somebody like that who has the ability to actually pull it off. Maybe we don't even need Westchester Medical Center at the end of the day, or Dr. Doyle or any of them. You know, I mean, the county really ought to look into that avenue. At the end of the day, we have residents here in Ulster County who need those services. And I think it behooves us to find alternatives. I mean, let's think outside the box.
It's been a David versus Goliath week, you know, with GameStop versus the hedge funds, you know, but sometimes you got to fire a shot. You never know.
Exactly. And honestly, I don't think that it's so insurmountable to do that. I mean, sure. To come up, we have a lot of talented people in this county who have the ability and have the experience and the education to operate facilities, something like that. We just got to back them financially in a way that they can do it, you know, and maybe the county can cut them a break on some space and, over at Tech City or something like that. I'm thinking outside of the box here, but it's all for the end result. I hope you guys all understand that.
I think that's a fair point. All right. Anything else? All right. Hearing no other business, motion for adjourn.
I would be happy to make that motion, Craig, for adjournment.
Second it.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Very good. All right.
Have a good night, guys. Now I get to go into
stay warm, healthy, safe.
Good night, all.
Bye.
Yeah. Bye.